Shall we feed Purdy?
We're in the party.
Feed Purdy?
Feed Purdy.
Put some fresh food, Purds.
No food.
You think she'd like some fresh food?
Hello?
And clean plates and some fresh food. What's Belle doing? She's waiting for a breakfast.
Yes,
she's rubbing her head, isn't she, on the side of the cupboard? She always rubs her face on something when she wants to eat. Oh, you're doing it now, are you?
Yes, a bowl with that.
Oh, she hit her head, but she didn't bang it. She just gently rubbed it.
Yes, a bowl.
Is that what she looked like she was saying? Yes, because she was bowing her head.
Yes.
There we are, that's Purdy fed. Here we are, sweeties.
Run.
The mixer around and around.
Yes.
Would you like some more toast, Thomas?
Two munchies, please.
No, we're not having smarties.
And now two munchies. And now a cherries.
Cherries? You'd like some cherries?
Yeah.
Cherries in there?
Yes.
You mean the cherries are in the fridge, or you want to put the cherries in your tray?
Yes.
Yes. And I'll wash some cherries for you.
Oh, cherries! I'm sweating and none of the dadas.
Come on, Grandad.
Upstairs.
What's my matter? Upstairs, Mother and Grandma. They're not here yet, are they? No, they're not here.
Oh, yes. Nana and Dadad coming.
Yes, Mother and Grandma are coming. But they're not here yet.
They're here yet. Oh, they're the boxes. The wet door. A man, the wet doors. A big man of a door.
What are you trying to tell me? That somebody's putting something through a letterbox on a white door?
Yes.
You call all letterboxes yellow boxes, don't you? Because they're gold coloured. Yes.
A big bang!
A big bang? Well, I don't know what the big bang is. Has somebody just shut a door?
Big bang.
I can see Sue's white front door.
Yes.
But I didn't see a man standing at it.
Oh yes, a man in wet shirt. A wet shoes and a big truck.
You're obviously telling me about a man in a big truck, aren't you?
Yes.
But I can't see anything out of the window. Is it something you were looking at when we were upstairs?
Yes, a man in a truck. Do that. Mum, mum.
There we are. Where would you like the cherries?
In there, too.
In there, in the back of the train.
Train.
Would you like some strawberries as well?
Strawberries as well.
Strawberries as well. Mummy's going to have something to eat in a minute.
Cherries.
Mummy will have something to eat, and then we better start thinking about getting dressed, haven't we? You always eat cherries quicker than I can stem them, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
The shoe door, a big banner door, and the boxes.
I think you're probably talking about our front door, because the other day when we went for a walk, You insisted when we came back that we posted some letters to our front door. And then when we opened the door, picked up the letters from the doormat, and then you made me shut it again so you could post them back again. And we did that over and over.
And then a big bang!
Is that what you're thinking of? We banged the door shut and then you could post the letters again through the yellow box.
A big bang! A big bang!
A big bang. Did you bang the front door?
Yes.
You banged it shut.
On the back side.
No, Purdy's not outside. Oh, she's there at the door. She wants to go out, doesn't she?
Is she out of bow?
There we are. Right, shall I cut up some strawberries as well? Would you like that? Right, off we go, Puss. I don't think she wants to go any time. She just wants to stand and look at the door, doesn't she?
No, no, I'm not poop.
Daisy.
I did a mess.
Yeah, for me to just drop the lid of the juice into the washing up bowl.
Mama bowl. Mama. Bowl.
There you go. Put the lid back on the jug now.
No, go down the bowl.
You'd like some more?
Wow.
I'm going to cut up some cherries now. No, I'm not. So I'm going to cut up some strawberries.
Oh dear.
Mummy's a bit confused this morning, isn't she?
Really?
Yes.
Strawberries.
Yes, I'm glad you knew there were strawberries because I said there were cherries.
What's that? Let's have bowl size. Lemon?
Yes.
Lemon?
Yes, lemon.
It's your dog. It's a precious bin.
Yes, Sue's door's got a... Well, they're all gold coloured, aren't they, the letterboxes?
Lemon? Bowl and much.
There you are.
Sue much.
Sue much? You like Sue very much?
No.
No? What's she saying? There you are. Another one.
Choo choo.
Yes, I could hear a train then as well. It's because we've got the patio door open so that Purdy could go out. She's gone now and she's sitting on the mat, look.
What's a choo choo?
I don't think she's watching the train. I don't think she can see it from there.
Yeah. Yes, a bow! A move, bow! And yes, a choo-choo!
I think Mummy's going to have some toast now, Thomas. Have you had enough toast?
No.
No? Would you like some more toast?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Well, there's your toast, look, from before.
It's jam.
It's got some jam on it, hasn't it? Hmm? You've had some corn flakes and some toast with jam and some cheese and some cherries.
Trying.
And now you're eating strawberry. Oh, it's a big breakfast, isn't it?
A big choo-choo one. That's it. A big bunny choo-choo. Not nice. Not nice.
Not nice?
No.
You're telling me the strawberry's not nice? But you're eating them, aren't you? You're telling me they're not nice, but you're still going ahead and eating them. These aren't for now. Mummy's just getting two beakers of juice ready for later on.
Yeah.
Getting them ready, you're going to put them in the fridge. So that later on when you want some juice, it's all ready.
And then?
Yes. Yes, that's the noise of the air coming out, isn't it? Psh. Psh. Noise of the air, we'll put them in the fridge.
Now?
And the toaster's making a noise now, isn't it?
What's that noise?
It's the toaster, toasting the bread. I don't know why it was making a noise. Would you like some more cheese? Is that the noise it was making? It's a silly noise, wasn't it?
And then? Yeah. What's that?
Would you like some more cheese?
And then?
Yes.
Yes. That noise.
I'll pour myself a cup of tea.
The lemon tea is coming.
And then it's tea's coming.
A baby tea. The little baby tea coming.
Baby tea coming? What do you mean, baby tea coming?
Oh, my piece.
You've got some orange juice, haven't you? Well, you can have a sip of Mummy's tea, but it'll have to be a lot later on when it's cool. So I don't know what you mean by baby juice, baby tea. Are you a baby?
Yes.
Or a big boy?
Yes.
A big boy. And what's your name?
Thomas.
Thomas. What is it?
Thomas.
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 Excuse me, Mummy's blowing her nose. Did you say Alan Hall then?
Sonny.
Oh, I think it's nearly better now, isn't it?
No.
You're just pretending to cry like you did when you first heard it.
Thomas.
Hello? Hello. And what about Daddy?
Eggs.
Daddy called Peter?
Peter.
And is Mummy called Jean?
Yes.
And is Grandma called Jean?
Grandma Jean.
Grandma Jean.
And Dada Jean.
No, Grandad Leonard. And then we've got Grandma Daisy.
Yes.
And Grandad Irwin. But as long as your name's Thomas, that's all I'm bothered about.
Baba Shibiru,
Well, my I wondered why you weren't singing it very clearly, but you're actually eating a piece of toast while you're singing. Were you singing Ba Ba Black Sheep?
Yes, Ba Ba Black Sheep. I love that. Ba Ba.
3 bags full?
Yes. One
for the master.
One for the.
And one for the dame.
One for the daddy.
And one for the little boy.
Wait, that done.
Who lives down the lane?
That's my.
You were singing that song outside the other day, weren't you? And you were singing it all the way through. You said one for the master and one for the day. One for the little boy who lives down the lane. Yes, you put the horse on top of the train and the driver's driving and it's carrying strawberries around in the back.
No, sir. What's that? What's that?
And a puppy banging your head like Purdy did.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Mo! Has Mummy got to go to work today?
Yes. Shortbread!
Pardon?
Shortbread!
Oh, shortbread, yes, that probably means Grandma and Grandad are coming. And they'll be taking you up to John Lewis, won't they?
Shortbread!
To the shop.
The shop.
And they're usually going to the restaurants and have a cup of tea. And you have some milk and you have a shortbread biscuit, don't you?
Daddy!
I think they're going to be in Kew as well today.
Daddy!
Oh dear, have all the strawberries fallen out?
Choo-choo's,
oh dear, it's lying on its side.
Oh.
You kissing it better?
Yes. Mummy's
arm. Are you running the train into Mummy's arm? Oh dear, dear.
Mummy.
Oh, don't throw it down. That's silly.
I do mess.
What's the mess?
I do mess. I saw that.
Shortbread. Are you going to eat some more cheese or strawberries? Are they good?
Really?
Do they taste nice?
Yes. They're not nice.
Is it not nice?
No.
Oh dear. I'm sorry about that. If they're not nice, why do you keep eating them? Why do you keep eating them if they're not nice?
Mummy, I've done a sore knee and then I team on.
Oh, Grandad's cream on your sore knee. It's when we went to stay with Grandma and Grandad, he put some cream on your sore knee, didn't he? Mm. Your knee's nearly better now, though, isn't it? It's not really sore anymore, is it? It's on the floor. I'll pick it up in a minute when I finish my toast. Oh, Are you going to be a really good boy today? Thomas, are you going to be a good boy? You're thinking about it, are you? Do you like train back again?
The cheese and
the man in the choo-choos.
Man in the juice.
There you are.
Man in the juice.
Man in the juice? Does the train driver want some juice, do you think?
What is this?
It's a cherry. I can hear some whistling, can you?
Yes, the
juice. Is it the juice?
Yes.
Full of air.
Okay. I'm in a drawing.
Would you like to do some drawing?
No. No.
No. Well, just let me go and find some paper and some pencils. Four pencils, the colour of the Teletubbies. Red, blue, yellow and green. And there's some paper.
Paper?
Just let me wipe the table.
Wipe the table. Wash your hands.
Do you want your hands washing as well?
Yes.
Are you going to use a sponge and a soap?
Wash.
There you are, wash with beautiful hands. Oh, it looks like it's going to rain today, Thomas, doesn't it? It's a bit dull outside. There you are. Let's all wash your face as well, haven't we?
Yes.
And then you just need your teeth brushing, then?
Yes.
It must be quite windy as well today because your swing is swinging backwards and forwards. There's nobody on it. So it must be the breeze blowing it. The breeze blowing it. It's certainly much cooler today, isn't it? We've got a lot of sunshine outside. It looks a bit dull.
Yes.
Mind you, Mummy's got to go to work today, so Mummy doesn't mind too much as it's done.
No.
But it's a shame for you and Grandma and Grandad because if it doesn't get out nice,
no,
you won't be happy in the garden.
Yes.
And if it doesn't rain, that doesn't matter, does it? You can still play out as long as it's warm.
Yeah, so when then...
Yes, if it's raining again, you can't go out, can you?
No.
It's a real nuisance if it rains.
Okay.
What are you drawing?
Bow.
Bow, you're drawing Purdy?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh dear. That much.
Are you drawing Mummy a picture?
Yes.
Of Purdy?
Yeah. A bowl. I need some water.
Oh, Purdy drinking some water?
Yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful drawing, isn't it?
What kind of way? See some. And bird pies. That is the water.
Sand pies and water, is that what you're drawing now?
Whoosh.
What's Mummy doing?
Whoosh.
She's brushing, isn't she?
Yes, so there.
So sand pies and water, are you drawing something about the seaside?
Yes.
You're drawing sand pies because you made sand pies with Brando, didn't you? And then you have a little puddle in the water.
Puddle, Nana! Wait, run, Nana! Right.
What's the matter? Would Nana not go in the water with us?
No.
Well, you were splashing quite a bit, weren't you? You had your Wellingtons on in the water. Splashed over the top of the Wellingtons. It's a good job you had some spare socks in the car, isn't it?
We saw.
Some socks. You had some socks so that you could get changed when we got back to the car and your feet were wet. What else are you going to draw?
A bow.
Oh, another bow? Another pussycat?
Yes.
That's nice.
No, wait! A play? Yes. Yellow dog. A yellow dog.
Where's the yellow gone? You've dropped the yellow crayon on the floor, haven't you? You've got a bit of strawberry stuck to the back of your ear, Thomas. It's all gone now. Wiped it off.
Right up.
Wiped it off.
A bow drinking water.
Bow drinking water?
Yes.
Are you going to draw one of Purdy eating a plate of food? Because you've watched what we feed her this morning, haven't you? So we get the tin out of the fridge and put some of the food from the tin onto the plate. And put it on the floor for Purdy, and she ate it, didn't she?
Lulu? Bow!
Oh, are you imitating Purdy eating food?
Dub.
You drop the yellow one again.
Oh,
no, don't keep doing that, Thomas. I'm not picking them up if you keep doing that. Oh, well, we've tried them all on the floor. So now what are we going to do? What are we going to do now?
A break down.
What would you like?
Yes, me.
What are you doing, pointing to Mummy's yellow pen?
Yes, a pen.
No. You've got some nice crayons here. What's Mummy doing? Brushing. And what's Thomas doing? Are you going to say Baba Black Sheep for me again?
Baba.
Do you not want to say that? Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? What else shall we do? On this foot I have a little shoe. On the other foot I have another shoe. One shoe, that makes two shoes. Did you show me your shoes?
Oh, yes.
Well, you've got red slippers on this morning, haven't you? On my foot I have a shoe. On the other foot I have another shoe. One shoe, that makes two shoes.
Run the box.
What was that? Are you trying to sing Row, Row, Row the Boat? Ooh, that scream.
Run the boat.
Run the boat. Shall we go upstairs and get dressed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
No! No!
What's the matter?
No.
You want to get down?
A drawing.
Drawing?
Yes.
Well, there you are. There's some clean paper there.
Clean paper.
Clean paper and you start drawing something else. I'm just going to get a little pot to put these crayons into because they keep rolling around, don't they?
By the water.
There we are, put them in there, look, they don't run around.
No one in there. Yellow ones.
You're using a yellow crayon?
Yes.
A yellow pencil?
Yellow ones.
A red one. Oops, you dropped the red one. Put it back there, then it won't roll away. Put it back in the pot.
Then a blue one.
A blue one. What are you going to draw now?
Is that hello?
Why don't you draw the Teletubbies?
One foot I need to run to I
Are you still drawing?
Yes. And the ducks are choo-choo and big ducks. And then the big duck.
The choo-choo's going up a big step, is it?
Night-night.
Oh, night-night. Do you hang and lie down? Do you think you're going to have a busy day today?
Yes.
And then on Thursday we're going to Bethany's party, aren't we?
Yes.
Driving over to Macclesfield in the morning. Yes. Well, she's two. You're two, aren't you?
Yes.
And then on Friday...
A job party.
Pardon?
Job party.
Oh, Joe's party. Well, the last party we went to was Becky's party, Joe's baby. But Joe won't be there this morning. Well, tomorrow morning, I should say.
Party.
It'll be Bethany and her mummy Jill and Isabel with her mummy Sonia. And we don't know who else, do we? And what have we bought Bethany? A jigsaw puzzle. We bought a nice jigsaw puzzle, haven't we? And we wrapped it up in Teletubby paper and written her a nice card with a badge on it saying, I am two. And we're seeing Demetra after the party on Thursday afternoon. Won't we?
Yes.
And then on Friday it's music class. And then I think we'll go to the beehive. In Didsbury.
But your knee.
Sore knee, yes, well you'll have to be careful when you're running around that you don't have a fall and get another sore knee.
Yes.
Your hair looks nice this morning, Thomas.
Yeah. So rainy. So bad. Yes.
You're holding my hair. Oops. What's the daisy? I've always got to blow the nose now again, Thomas. It's going to make a big noise, isn't it? Are we going to make a big noise? What's she doing? Oh dear, dear. Mummy blowing into a tissue.
A big noise.
It was a big noise. A big noise from my big nose. Is that what she was doing? You've got some tissues, haven't you?
Yes.
Your tissues are in a box and the Teletubbies on them.
Oh, yes. Is it this one?
This one?
Please.
This one, please. There you are.
Mummy?
Are you taking a tissue from the box? It's not only one.
Two.
Achoo. Now, if somebody sneezed, what do you say? Bless you.
Yes. Achoo.
Bless you, Thomas. It's a good job you're not really blowing your nose on those tissues because you're taking them out of the box, saying a tissue and putting them back, aren't you?
Lily.
That's a tissue.
One piece.
So you ripped a piece off, have you? You're putting that back in the box.
Achoo.
What's on the box? Can you tell me?
Poe.
And is Poe holding some tubby toast in her hand? The picture showing her by the toast.
Oh, they're doing an egg and that's a little toast.
That's right. Poe's holding some toast by the toast, and the next picture's of Nunu, who run up the toast. I should say vacuuming up the toast, shouldn't I?
Oh, there's a mess.
Oh, there is a mess, but don't worry. Oh, there's tubby custard on the floor as well. But don't worry, Nunu. Looks as if he's got it in control, doesn't he?
One piece.
One piece. Have you got more than one piece there?
Yes.
If you've ripped it in half, you've got two pieces, haven't you? Two pieces.
Two!
Bless you.
Two!
Bless you. If I sneeze, would you say bless you?
Yes.
Ashu! Thomas, say bless you. Ashu!
One apiece.
One apiece. So that's a check. We've got enough things in the pram bag for you.
Right.
In the pram bag. Because if Grandma and Granda take you out, they want to be able to... they want to know that they've got things in the prom bag, don't they? In case they need to change your lofting. Really, we've got three lofties in the bag. Oh, Thomas, don't take them all out. Oh no, oh you've broken the box now. It's all right, I'm going to take these away and pop them up there for later, shall we? Are you going to put the others back?
There's a mess.
There is a mess, isn't there? There we are, we've got three nappies, a spare vest, spare socks, put your sunglasses in the bag, and your little coat.
And
your hairbrushes, can you look? And shall we take these little plastic shoes and then if you end up going anywhere where you want to run around?
Yes.
And I think we ought to put a spare shirt and pair of shorts to one side, just in case Grandma has to change you. You're having great fun with those tissues, aren't you?
Yes. Get back.
Is there anything in the box now? Yes. Is there nothing there?
Yeah.
It's empty, isn't it?
A box.
An empty box. Are you putting the tissues back? Back inside? Back inside the box. Thank you. just going to iron some shirts. And then I would imagine Grandma and Grandad will be here any time, won't they?
Yes.
You're going to be a really good boy to us today.
Yes.
You promise me?
Yes.
You're normally a good boy, aren't you? Are you normally a good boy? What about these tissues? Oh, there's some more here.
Maria.
Yeah, there's some more there. Keeping you very amused, isn't it, playing with the tissues? I suppose it's a little bit like a post box. The top of the tissue box has a little slit in it so you can post things into it. I think Mummy might see if we can find some cardboard.
Oh, shining!
Shining? Oh, you see Baby Sam on one of the tissues, have you? I think Mummy's going to get some cardboard and make you a pretend post box, because you like posting things, don't you? What's on the tissues?
The machine. No shining.
They've got pictures of the sun, haven't they? What else have they got on them? Have they got the Teletubbies? Have they got the Teletubbies, Thomas?
Too shining.
Well, you can see two suns, can you? And there's Lola with her ball. And what about the rabbit? Is there a picture of the rabbit?
Tommy.
Did you say Tommy?
No.
Did you say Molly? Your rabbit's called Molly.
Yeah.
Molly? Did you say Molly?
Yeah, Molly.
Or did you say Tommy? Because we sometimes call you Tommy, don't we? Tommy Tittlemouse, that's your name. Well, your real name is Thomas, isn't it? When you see Grandma and Grandad, are you going to tell them that your name is Thomas?
Oh, yes!
Oh, you've broken some of the box. Thomas, don't rip the box. If you rip it, you won't be able to place tissues back into it, will you?
No.
And it's a nice box.
There's the box.
It's a lovely box because it's got pictures on it of the Teletubbies. And you enjoy looking at them. And if you rip it, it'll all go, won't it?
Yeah.
With the same box, all gone. Box, all gone.
Come in. I need it!
It's empty again. Is there nothing in it? You did a lot of ironing last night and managed to do.
Yes.
Nearly everything, but these shirts weren't quite dry enough to iron, were they? Don't like ironing them when they're too dry because they're hard to iron, but they were really very, very wet last night. So when I've done this, that's the end of the ironing. Probably until tomorrow when we'll have some more. What would you like to wear to Bethany's party tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. Shall we put you in your new green and blue stripy dungarees? I think we'll just put you in shorts and t-shirt today.
Yes.
And Grandma can change you if it gets very warm, or put something else on you if it gets very cold, won't she? We leave it up to Grandma. She can decide, can't she? Well, look, Purdy's back at the door.
That I got one.
Hello. Purdy. Right, I think Mummy needs to go upstairs now, Thomas, and start getting ready for work, don't you?
Meow!
Meow, is that what Purdy's saying? Meow! Is that what Purdy's saying? Meow! What's she saying?
Meow!
Meow! Right, there's your bag, ready? Don't squeal now because you frighten me. You've been very nice to Purdy over the past few days, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, well, don't spoil it now by squealing and upsetting her. Oh yeah, have I put one of these cartons of juice from the fridge into your bag? When you're out with Grandma, if you want a drink, you'll be able to tell her there's juice in the bag. Won't you?
Just the bag now.
Juice a bag. And what does Mama have in her bag?
Yeah.
What does Nana have in her bag?
A chop-chop two Smarties.
Chop-chop two Smarties? All right. I'll remember that. I'm just going to put the car seat out here. Because you'll need it for Grandad's car, won't you?
Nana? Nana?
Yeah.
Nana?
Yes.
No, move!
No move?
No.
Well, I think you can move in a moment, don't you? Oh, Purdy, what's the matter, Puppet? You've got food. You've got water. Would you like some biscuits sprinkled on top?
Oh, my box is a bun.
Yellow box. Sorry, Thomas, you were saying yellow box is a band. Oh, yes, I heard that as well. Somebody put something through the letterbox and it banged, didn't it?
Yes.
It banged shut. Well, that must be what you're meaning when you say yellow box is white door bang. I think that's somebody must have posted something to us other than a letter because the postman has already been. It's a newspaper. Right, I think we'll go upstairs now, Thomas. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye, Val.
Bye-bye, Val. Thomas, don't frighten Purdy. No, you're frightening her now, aren't you? You're kissing her.
Yes.
She's a nice bow.
Nice bow.
Yeah, she's gone out again now, Thomas.
Yes.
I think we need to tidy up now everybody's gone.
Brush your trees.
No, brush your trees. Is that what you don't do when you go out? Are you going to help Mummy tidy up? Looks like crumbs.
Yeah. Bread and crumbs.
Yes, bread crumbs. We've cut some bread, haven't we? And it's made some crumbs.
Mummy,
what's the bread doing? It's making crumbs, isn't it?
And then, bread.
Yes, the bread's making crumbs. Have you had a nice day?
A sore knee?
Sore knee? No, you haven't got a sore knee today. You bumped your bottom apparently when you fell on the radiator. Yes. Grandma and Grandma told me that you'd fallen and bumped your bottom on the radiator. Did it hurt? Yeah. Can you remember doing that?
Yes.
You're tired, yes, so it's quite the sleep time now, isn't it? You're sitting on your bicycle?
Yes.
Have you been out on your bike today with Grandad?
And then the ducks.
You went with Grandma and Grandma to see the ducks, didn't you?
Bread away, water.
Bread away. You threw some bread into the water for the ducks, did you?
Yes.
And do you think they appreciated it?
Yes.
Did they enjoy it?
Yes.
Oh, what about that?
Some chocolate.
Yes. Some chocolate?
Yes.
And did you go to John Lewis as usual?
Yes.
And did you have shortbread biscuit?
Yes.
What did you have?
Yes. Shortbread.
Good.
Shortbread.
So while Mummy's been slaving away in a hot office, you've been living it up eating shortbread, have you?
Yes, the bread, shortbread.
Was it nice?
Yes.
And did Grandma and Grandad have shortbread or did they have something else?
Yes.
Yes. Did they have something else?
Night-night.
Night-night. You're having a lie down. It is quite late now, isn't it? Quite a tired boy. I think we need to gather all these things together so that when we go upstairs, we can take them away. Michael, what, darling?
Water and washing
and jumping, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
Yes! Well, he's on jump.
Oh, I see. Well, he's on jump in the water. Are you talking about when we went on the beach? And you had your wellies on and you were splashing in the water, weren't you?
In the sea.
In the sea?
Yes.
That was good fun, wasn't it?
No.
Splashing in the sea. Have you been doing some drawing today?
Drawing a bow.
Yes?
Lily.
Yes, tell me. What have you been doing? Have you been drawing?
Lily, blue one.
A blue one, that's what I was looking for. Thank you, the pencils. There's some tissues there. Do you want to do some more drawing?
Yes, in a white shirt. A suit on it.
Do you want to sit in your chair and do some more drawing? Why don't you draw on this table? Put the paper on here. And if, look, you can do some nice drawing here. Can't you? can do it on this big table. I didn't think you wanted to. Oh, Thomas, that's not nice. Oh. Hey, don't bang your head on the floor. That is silly. Come here. Come here. Thomas. Come here. No, stop throwing things about. That's rude. No. You don't deserve nice things if you're going to throw them around like that, do you? No, if I were to throw them around, I'm going to put them out of the way. There's no room for naughty boys in this house. We only want good boys. Are you playing your mouth organ?
Yes.
Oh, I'm watching, yes. Is that funny? That's better. When things upset you, instead of having a paddy and throwing a ribbon on the floor,
yes,
pick up a musical instrument and get some energy worn off that way. That's much better, isn't it? You're a silly billy.
Mummy?
Yes?
Billy.
You want me to blow it? Just a bit of like my hair. Are you blowing in and out and making a noise? Is that your mouth organ? Yes, I'm looking for two pencils, a red one and a blue one that you threw down earlier. Could you help me look for them, please?
Yes. I can't believe.
You look for them. Where are they?
A bite.
Where do you think the pencils are, Thomas? To go under there as well. We just need something to put under there to pull it out, don't we? Pencils down. I thought you were playing with your musical instruments now. Shall we get a wooden spoon from the cupboard? And we'll put it under here and see if we can reach that blue pencil. You found your shopping basket, have you? Oh, I know why you're bringing that. So when you see the wooden spoon, you always think of when I let you play with a plastic jug and your eggs in the wooden spoon. Is that what you're thinking of?
Oh, yes.
it's a lid off a bowl. It's a green lid.
And
there's a white lid. Yes, they've come out of your cupboard, haven't they? Let's see if there's anything else in here.
No.
Thomas, will you move, please?
Move, please.
I'm still looking for the blue pedestal. Do you know where it is?
No, let's see.
No, I can't see it either. Where do you think it's gone?
A big poo.
A big poo?
Yeah.
Where? What are you talking about?
Big poo.
I don't know what you mean. But there's a yellow lid as well. Look at all these lids. Could you just move back a moment, please? You're kissing me.
The frog.
Thomas, yeah. Just a minute.
No.
What have you done with the blue pens?
Yeah.
What's that? We're finding all sorts under this, aren't we? What can you see there?
Well, that blue.
Polar, like hats and blue. Is this a jigsaw or the Teletubbies? Jigsaw. It's a nice jigsaw, isn't it? What's Tinky Winky holding?
A blue bag.
A blue bag? It's a red bag. The post scooter. And what's Dipsy wearing?
His hat.
His hat?
Let's... Job bag.
Hang on, would you like me to get your plastic jug? And then you can start playing with the eggs. Anyway, you like putting your eggs from the shopping basket into that jug, don't you? And mixing it up. Well, the eggs are here, look. Let's put the eggs from the egg box into the jug. The eggs into the jug.
I want a jug.